Congress has a little less than 6 work weeks left before the fiscal year ends. Little movement on individual appropriations bills could mean that a short-term spending bill is starting to look more likely. And yes, we may even have another fight over a potential government shutdown. David Hawkins is senior editor of Roll Call. He's following what Congress has left on its plate before the month-long recess in August, and he joins us now. Hi there, David.
Hey there, Jared.
It's only July. Have we lost so much faith in Congress that we can already predict a fight coming up a couple months from now?
Well, I think we, some would say we could have seen this one coming since, you know, January, February, March. Nita Lowey of New York, the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, said last week that this was the most obvious budget impasse that she's seen coming in her whole time in Congress. So some would say that this is, you know, the handwriting's been on the wall pretty big since the budget process began at the start of the year.
Take us through some legislative 101 here. I mean, what's the basic fight about that Congresswoman Lowey and others have seen for all these months?
Right. So the basic fight is over the so-called sequester. President Obama and virtually every Democrat in Congress says that the sequester should be eased to allow more spending than is happening this year on both defense and non-defense programs. Essentially, the sequester would slightly cut from below this year's levels. The president and his Democratic allies say that's ridiculous. You can't run the government that way. You got to ease that up. This self-imposed punishment that Congress and the president both agreed to put on themselves in the absence of a budget deal a few years ago. They put on themselves because they never thought it would happen, but it happened anyway. The Republicans are split among themselves between those who say that sequester should be eased only for defense programs and those who believe that the sequester should not be eased because it is, in their view, the only thing that has worked ham-handed as it has been to keep federal spending in check. So the president says he will not sign any bills that hold to these low spending numbers. As a result, Democrats in the Senate, who have the power to essentially lock up the process in the Senate, even though they don't have a filibuster proof, even though they're in the minority, they can mount a filibuster. They say they're not going to let any spending bills even get on the floor, waste of the Senate's time. And the Republicans, meanwhile, have got as many as 7 bills passed, and then have run into a buzzsaw last week on the 8th bill, just before it was about to pass, because of this whole Confederate flag kerfuffle, and now it looks like they're not going to come back to appropriations bills before the fall, if at all.
Are there any discussions happening, even in the back rooms of the Capitol, about something like a mini Ryan Murray deal that it would at least, you know, bring the parties together on the Budget Control Act for a couple years?
Well, that's what they're all, I mean, yes, and this is sort of what Nita Lowey is referring to. I mean, this has been the only way out that has seemed pretty obvious to all sides all year long, that the consensus view is that the sequester has to be eased. The only question is for whom and by how much and for how long. Sooner or later, there will have to be some sort of budget summit type thing in which Republicans, Democrats, the president, the White House all decide how to ease this up. There is no real concerted effort that we've seen to get those discussions started now. It seems as though, for whatever reason, tactically, Republicans and Democrats alike have concluded that coming back after Labor Day and joining the discussion in earnest in September is the way to go. That means, as you said at the top of this segment, that some kind of continuing resolution will have to be enacted to keep the government running after the end of September, when the fiscal year ends. I don't think that there is much appetite among the Republican conservatives that led to the government shutdown a couple of years ago in return for their sort of hostage-taking demands. That fight isn't in the Republicans this year, so I think they are going to keep the government running on autopilot while they figure this out.
It seems like just a few months ago, people were talking in somewhat optimistic tones that this was the year we'd get back to regular order, at least in Congress, even if the end product wasn't something that the White House could stomach, that at least the House and the Senate would get all their appropriations done and done on time. What happened there?
Yeah. Well, you know, in one sense, which I think is important for many listeners whose business is working for an agency or in doing business with many agencies, in one sense they have gotten back to some regular order, which is to say that the House Appropriations Committee has written, I think, all but two of the 12 bills, and so has the Senate, and the Senate Appropriations Committee has written all but two of its bills. They're not the exact same two that have been left off the to-do list on either side. But so in that sense, the vast majority of the straightforward decision-making has been made. The priorities have been settled. The ways in which Congress wants to tweak what the agencies are doing has been laid bare. So in that sense, some regular order has returned to this process. They even though they don't agree on the bottom line numbers, they do agree on who should be cut relative to who else and which program should be rewarded and which punished. And in that sense, some preliminary sense of certainty is available to many of the programs and agencies that, you know, that are paying attention to this.
Within the relatively few short weeks between now and the end of the fiscal year, is it basically going to be budget, or are there other big priorities that also might gum up the works?
Well, you know, I think you're not going to hear the word appropriations spoken, I don't think, between now and the end of July at this point. So you won't even hear it. They're going to go about their business on other things, highway bill, education bill. If this nuclear deal with Iran comes through, Congress will start tackling that. So I think in the short term, they're going to pretend like there's nothing to see here. They're just going to say, well, fiddledy-dee, we'll worry about it in the fall.